This is Scott Burgoyne of KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove, Oregon. We are turning now to the central leg of the Bring Them Home Now tour, and we are honored to have on the line with us again Hart Vigis of Iraq Veterans Against the War. How are you doing, Hart?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you doing?
All right. Are you already in D.C.?
No, we are on our last town, Baltimore, before heading to D.C.
Okay. All right. Well, you're moving right along. Boy, it's been several days, I think, since the last time we got a chance to talk. So,
it's been kind of hectic.
Right. So, what's on your mind? Anything that stands out that you'd like to share to begin with?
Oh, it's just it just keeps. There hasn't been a down point through all of this, which is really amazing to me. You know, I was always expecting like one town to be just really hard or have, you know, just have a really rough time, but it just hasn't hit yet. And I don't, you know, since this is the last time before DC, you know, it's going to just culminate there, and it's just going to be amazing. You know, I am missing home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll bet.
But you know, this has just been just too amazing not to be a part of,
right.
And it's probably gonna be one of the most memorable moments of my life.
Well, you are, if I remember correctly, you're gonna be meeting up with your wife in D.C. Is that right?
Yes, girlfriend.
Girlfriend. Okay. Well, yeah, I don't. Well,
hopefully someday, wife. You
okay.
Know?
Right. Well,
I'm trying.
I'm not going to pretend like I know something you don't know. No. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I've been asking, but she's the very anti-traditionalist.
Ah.
So it's. I'm going to have to think of something real good for this one.
Well, we'll let that happen off the radio, probably.
Okay.
I think the last time we talked, you were still in the Midwest, maybe Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we stopped in Harrisburg, Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. and Philadelphia was the last stop.
Uh-huh.
Philadelphia was amazing. It was... We were across the street from the Liberty Bell in Independence Hall and
mm-hmm.
setting up Camp Gold Star and had a great rally. Cindy showed up and spoke, and lots of people spoke. And, of course, that's where the National Office for Iraq Veterans Against the War is at.
So it is. Oh, okay.
Finally saw, you know, put faces to names and voices over the telephone to people I talked to, and that was great.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bit frustrating, though, in the sense that you have all this history staring at you in your face,
mm-hmm.
you know, of how America, should be, how America started out, and then seeing how it's messing up now. It's a bit frustrating, but, excuse me, an important thing really happened in Philadelphia that also happened in Chicago and other towns. Philadelphia City Council voted 16-1 on a resolution to end the war now.
Mm. Yeah, that's we saw that on the website, the bringthemhomenowtour.org website.
Mm.
That's pretty incredible. And I actually got a chance to talk to Celeste Zapala about that. Celeste Zapala being a Gold Star family member, and it's I think as she and I talked about, I think it kind of gives some direction, a piece of the direction for this movement after September 24th, to go back to our towns and bring these resolutions up. And of course, we don't want to jump ahead too far because we still have a lot of work to do before that. But got a few more talks to give, and got that little thing going on the 24th of September there in D.C. With a few friends joining you in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah.
That must have been amazing. Were you able to, was that right, while you were there? Were you sitting in the chamber while they were having their meeting?
Well, we were watching in the caucus room.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about a resolution for something else, but they made time in a moment to acknowledge our presence and give us a round of applause and, you know, just reiterate. They already did the resolution,
okay.
But yes,
to see
the whole process crawl at the snail's pace was also a bit frustrating, but it also inspired me. It was like it made an impact,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I was somewhat a part of the process, and
right.
if I could just assert myself further into the process, I could even make more change.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can imagine. I mean, you have a very compelling story, so that would
yeah.
be, I mean, if they're listening, if they're willing to listen, then, yeah, I could. It'd be amazing, and what a nice thing, nice, you know, what a powerful thing, really, to be part of the tour and to witness this. I mean, it's a small piece, it's Philadelphia, it's not the whole country, but basically saying, this is what, you know, this is what could happen. You know, this is what we're trying to get our Congress to do, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then the fact that it was 16-1, I mean, that's so resoundingly, so resounding, it's incredible. So, anyway, so what else has been going on? Philadelphia, you're in Baltimore right now. I imagine you're probably just moments away from your first event already.
Yes, we have a congressional meeting mm-hmm. At 10, and we'll be going to a school later on,
mm-hmm.
It's a Homeland Security School.
A Homeland Security School?
Yes, that's going to be fun.
What is, I don't understand, what is...
I don't understand much either. I feel real bad talking about it when I really don't know it in its
uh-huh.
entirety.
Well.
I'm sure I can fill you in tomorrow after...
That's fascinating. I mean, I'm wondering if it's a school for people to learn how to do Homeland Security, or if it's...
apparently, it's something of the sort.
Okay, all right, well, we could continue talking for forever on something neither of us know much about. That would be really fascinating. Unfortunately, that happens way too much in today's society.
I know.
Okay, so it sounds like you're holding up pretty well, maybe fighting a little bit of a cold there.
I'm still a bit rough on the throat, but
uh-huh.
I'm not stopping for anything.
Have you ever thought being in radio? You've got a great radio voice.
I've thought about being in radio. I just, never really entertained the thought much, you know, or actually worked hard into going into that process.
Right.
But I'll be going into school next year, and maybe that'll
okay.
be one of my minors or something, try to get on the radio station there at Austin.
Austin, so you're going to University of Texas?
God willing.
Oh, I see. So you're...
I plan on, you know, going to Austin Community College
okay.
first,
all
and
right.
then all hop right. skipping up to University of Texas.
Sure, yeah. Okay, you can go to the University of Texas at Pflugerville. A little inside, yeah. Anyway, most people don't know about Pflugerville, but anyway,
no.
It's just one of the, it's just become, I guess, a suburb of Austin. Anyway, we stray from what the subject, of course. So I guess maybe we don't need to talk much longer, but it's great to check in with you and hear how you're doing. And do you have any... you got any thoughts or anything you want to share with folks on the radio? Whatever.
Yes. You know, all the time people come up to us and tell us, you know, what wonderful jobs we're doing, you know, how inspiring we are, how amazing we are. I don't want to, that's not where I'm going with this. The only difference between us on the bus and the people we meet in the towns is that we're on a bus and they live in the town that they're living. That's the only difference between people that we meet. And I want to really spread that message across to everyone and not... It's taking the power into themselves.
Right.
You know, and that's where really it is. We can't, you know, idolize anyone. We have to reach into ourselves and make it happen, because that's how we're going to make this change.
That's very well said. I think definitely we can't find ourselves sitting on the sidelines watching someone else do the action for us. We have to let's step up and join with you. Get this done. There's plenty to do. plenty to do everywhere, locally, as well as a focus on this the national scene that you all are involved in helping create on the 24th of September in Washington. And it's a time for nobody should be just sitting back, and nobody that's against the war, let's put it that way, should be sitting back and going and just watching this happen. It's time to participate. So thank you. Thank you very much for that, Hart. I think that that's very true and a good point to make at this time. So if anything else?
Thank you very much, Scott.
Okay, yes. Well, thank you, Hart. As I said and I meant at the beginning, I feel very honored and privileged to be able to spend a little bit of time with you here and there and hear how things are going and get a little bit of, pick up a little inspiration for myself, actually. So we'll take it to the streets and the congressional offices. And enjoy Baltimore. And next time I talk to you, I guess it'll probably be in Washington, D.C.
Most likely. Oh, we'll be here in Baltimore until the 21st.
Okay, then I take that back.
It's all good. We're going to get there regardless.
All righty, good. I don't want to rush you along or anything like that. So, so next time we talk to you, you'll probably be in Baltimore.
Okay, good deal.
Take care, Hart. Have a great day.
Hey, you too, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Peace.